Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Who are you?
Ulysses.
Hi, Ulysses. Well, welcome to the radio station.
And my name is Azalea. This is Azalea something every day. I say all Azaleas every day, like that. I don't know how to say that. Azaleas all day, every day songs.
Yes.
And who's that boy right there?
Corona!
Stop, loud bunt.
Okay, hi, Corona.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Wonderful. So, Ulysses, yes. Who did you bring with you today?
No one. I mean, Carrie.
Hi, no one, Carrie. Mm-hmm. Hello, how are you?
Who's no one, Carrie?
No one, there is just Carrie.
We are so happy to have Ulysses and Carrie up here in the studio. They have been our very good friends for many, many, many years. They go way back to the Bread and Puppet years, like over a decade ago. And they live in Malden. And we used to live in Malden. Now we live in Medford. And that's our life story.
And Carrie is an amazing artist and teacher and just all-around rock star in creativity. She is a writer of children's books. And Ulysses is a total rock star in building things and playing.
And getting dirty in mud.
And also making art.
Making art, yes. He is a rock star artist. Just an apple off the tree.
Yeah. So, welcome everybody to our show. It's 10:03, and what's the name of this radio station? Anybody
Corona
know?
Corona Everyday Songs.
Yes, Corona Everyday Songs.
WMFO, Azalea's All Day Everyday Songs.
Okay, so you listen to WMFO, Azalea's Everyday All Day Songs, absolutely. And we got some fun songs to play.
Yeah.
And we got some fun stories to tell. That is way too loud. But
yeah,
thank you
that
anyway.
Was an accident.
And so, if anyone wants to call, the number is 855-915-9636.
815-915-9636.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So, Ulysses, you wanted to hear something, didn't you?
Yes.
What was the song you wanted to hear?
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper's Lone... Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic, please.
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club's band. By who? Who sings that?
The Beatles.
The Beatles. We love the Beatles around here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play another Beatles song after that. What do you think, Corona?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, cool.
We all live in the Beatles.
Okay, so we'll start with Sergeant Pepper's. If anybody wants to call or text Tanya, you can do that. Oh, lovely Mama Tanya's here, too. Did we even say hi? Okay, can't forget you.
Say hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, that's Carrie. Hooray! All right, cool. So here's the Beatles with Sergeant Pepper's. Hope you love it. Thanks for listening. WMFO Medford.
Let's go.
Lonely Heart. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
You want to hear the Aristocats next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be a...
Everybody wants to be a what?
Cat!
All right, cool.
Bat!
We got some...
Everybody wants to be a bat?
Everybody wants to
what
be a bat?
What is that from?
So this next song is...
Wait, my nose is a microphone.
This next song is the Aristocats. It's from the Aristocats, the movie. It's a Disney movie from the 70s. I grew up with it, and that's when they used to make good movies.
And we watched it a lot.
Yep.
You watch it a lot.
Yeah, I used to watch it.
Did you like it?
Yes.
We don't watch it that much either now, too. We watched it last summer. That's when we started.
Mm-hmm. Or and now all our Disney stuff and other fun movies are in the basement except for Star Wars.
Because you watch Star Wars like once a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to look up this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Carrie. Carrie, you are quite the activist around the community.
And you got to talk to the mic more.
You wanted to tell us something about Malden, what's something happening in Malden that's not a great thing, and how people out there listening might be able to help us out.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Yeah!
Tanya. Yay! Well, in Malden, we have the opportunity to do a little bit of advocacy for our street trees, the trees that live in the sidewalks of Malden. And earlier in the spring, there was plans to cut 100 of them down, close to 100, 90-something, to improve the sidewalks in Malden. And some city councilors...
made the sidewalks,
huh? Yeah, some city councilors got together, and we had a tree hearing and invited citizens on June 6th to come and speak up about the trees and which trees should be cut down or not, for or against cutting down trees. And a result of that, there were 59 trees that were changed to the from the remove column to the retain column.
Right.
which is great. But it seems like those retained ones are contingent on whether something can be figured out in time. And so already one of the retained ones has been chopped down. Ooh. And we don't know. That gives us worry about the other 58, if they're going to be chopped down too. So we're urging everyone in Malden and around the area who loves this public trust that they don't want to see disappear forever, that generations of Malden people have been caring for and enjoying, that make our city beautiful and that make our city cool during heat waves and produce oxygen and up our real estate values, all these beautiful street trees that make our city livable. If you want to see them stay, give Mayor Gary Christensen's office a call or email him and let him know that you want some sidewalk amendments, like rubber sidewalks that are ADA compliant, or pavement bump outs, or conservation easements.
So even people that don't live in Malden can call and speak up for the trees?
Sure, yeah, because all surrounding communities.
And they could also make tunnels under the roots.
But we're looking for people who love the trees of Malden who want to speak up for trees.
Hooray! Let's all speak up for the trees, because we love the trees. The trees give us oxygen, and we play and climb in the trees, and trees are our friends. So let's speak up for the trees, because if we don't speak up for the trees,
who will?
Who
would you like to
will?
Do the trees, Ulysses?
Me.
What, you're going to speak up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ulysses is speaking up for the trees, and so am I. I hope you do, too, at home.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Me, too. No, me, too.
Yes, you, too.
No. Everyone except Karuna might be speaking up for the trees.
No.
No. Okay, Karuna's going to speak up for the trees, too. So, the Aristocats, we are now going to play Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, and it goes like this.
Well, little lady, let me elucidate here. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat. Oh, everything else is obsolete.
A square with a hole makes you wish you weren't born.
Every time he prays.
But with a square in a hat, you can set music back to the game and days.
Jump, 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 jump.
I've heard some carny birds who tried to sing.
Still, a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
Who wants to dick along her dick and stuff like that?
When everybody wants to be a cat, a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born. Every time he plays, oh, a rinky tinky dinky with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Oh, a rinky tinky tinky.
Yes, everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, you always has a welcome mat. Cause everybody digs a swingin' cat.
Dropped onto the floor.
Yes. All right. And now here's another request out to Karuna. Everybody, we are back. Yes.
And we have a whole bunch of folks listening in today. And we want to send a shout out to Shara and Nala.
Oh, they're listening again?
Who else is listening? Harvey and Mabel and Justin.
Really?
Michael Breen is listening again from work. And who else we have listening? Oh, we have a request. From the other people I want to say hi to. Oh, who had the request? Oh, Nala and Shara. And then Soraya. Hey, Soraya and Samantha. I love your painting. Thanks for sending us a picture. She's listening to the music and painting. Fabulous.
So, Shara, we couldn't find the Woody Guthrie song, but I found the Elizabeth Mitchell song, singing the same song. It is Riding Your Car. I believe that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
And, Ezzy, you want to say anything?
Well, I...
What's the name of the show?
It's Hills All Day Everyday Songs.
Very nice.
WMFO.
Yeah. Excellente. All right, cool. Here is Elizabeth Mitchell with a singing a Woody Guthrie song, and it's called Riding My Car. Enjoy.
Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car. Click clack, open up the door, girls. Click clack, open up the door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety clack. Take you riding in the car. Climb, climb around on the front seat. Spree, I sprawl on the back seat. Turn my key and step on the gas. Take you riding in my car. The engine, it goes vroom, vroom. The engine, it goes vroom, vroom. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls. Take you riding in my car. Trees and houses, walk along. Great big buildings, walk along. Truck and a car and a garbage can. Take you riding in my car. Well, ships and little boats chug along. Ships and little boats chug along. Ships and boats that chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again. I'm gonna zoom you home again. Zoom, zoom, roll it home. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. can't get him out. Frog in the car, and we can't get him out. There's a frog in the car, and he can't get out. We'll take him riding in the car.
A frog in the car.
Take me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. I'll take you riding in my car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. I'll take you riding in my car.
Everybody, it's 10:25, and that's the instrumental. And now I'm going to play the actual version with the lyrics to Big Rock Candy Mountain. Enjoy. Here we go. We're just going to talk over this because I cannot get the one with the lyrics. That's all right.
That's all right.
We love this song.
It's got a nice tune. It makes you relax and, you know, like you're at the mountains listening to some bluegrass. Yeah, so we're a little mellow here in the studio. We had a lot of excitement last night. Azalea couldn't sleep. And then all of a sudden, what happened to you? What got you out of bed last night?
When you should have been sleeping. Losing my tooth.
Yay!
If you lose a tooth, pull it out one way. If it's really, really wiggly and it's kind of like halfway out, hold the bottom and then pull it to pull it back and then try to wiggle it from the bottom backwards.
The opposite direction.
Yeah, the opposite direction.
More. Yeah.
Direction.
Yeah, exciting,
it
exciting.
It just came
day.
Out.
So it's a mellow day here in the studio. Yeah. We're all a little sleepy, you know. Monday morning.
It's humid. It's the middle of the summer.
Oh, yeah. And I want to let you know that we have a Facebook page, Azalea's All Day Everyday Songs on Facebook, so you can join us and you can get updates when we have events going
on. And you can even come.
You can, yeah, let us know if you want to join us here in the studio. We love guests, and we have guests
since
today.
We have guests right
Carrie
now.
Carrie and Ulysses.
Yep.
Woohoo!
That was Ulysses.
Yeah. You want to say anything, Ulysses?
You want to tell me when where we went this summer?
I'll tell them what we saw.
Okay. What'd we see?
Went camping this year, and I was on a It's moons for a long time, but they found the dragon and fly larvae and caught my dad and then inserted in my journal.
I can't hear this.
You drew a lot of stuff in your journal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you kept kind of a travelogue of all the nature and creatures that you saw.
Okay, next thing.
What else did you see?
And then we went to our next camping spot. First we didn't go to that camping spot. We went to a place to go to the bathroom. And then my brother Asper found a giant ant mound and threw that in my journal.
What was the most exciting thing that you drew in your journal, Ulysses?
The water snake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were at a waterfall in Buttermilk Falls near Ithaca, New York, and we were wading in the water and skipping stones, and we looked over, and what did we see?
A water snake.
Yeah, a snake actually swimming in the water.
Well, Jasper found it again.
Yeah.
Who's Jasper?
My brother.
Hey, Jasper.
I'm Ulysses.
I know that.
Is Jasper?
I knew that. I was just saying a shout out to Jasper.
Is Jasper listening?
Yes.
Jasper, we love you. Thanks for listening.
Is Greg listening?
Is Greg listening as well? Or he's out? Greg is out. But Jasper is listening. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, Jasper.
Cool. So we do have a request. We don't know the song, so we're all going to be surprised. And it is 21 Pilots with the song Tear in My Heart. So let's all listen and enjoy. And what's the name of this radio show?
Celia's All Day Everyday Songs, WMFO.
Right. Here we go.
Sometimes you gotta bleed and know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh, but it takes someone to come around to show. Is my armor, she's the tear in my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
Let's listen to another song.
And we were just reminiscent. Yeah. How about our old high school days?
What was that?
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
That's right.
Yeah, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah.
So it's 10:37 and it's WMFO in Medford. Thank you, everybody, who's listening. The name of the show is...
Azalea's All Day Everyday Songs.
Right.
And
Azalea's All Day Everyday Songs.
It's a little snack break. We had a little dance party. Now I had a little snack. Mm-hmm. So it's a little quiet here in the studio at the moment.
Yep.
But we want to shout out to Charisse.
Azalea's
and
Everyday Songs, WMFO.
Yeah, we're doing a shout out there right now. We're going to do a shout out to Charisse and River and Starling and Ruby. And Starling and Ruby saying happy birthday to last week. Oh, we want to say happy birthday to Kaizen. I don't think he's listening, but we celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kaizen. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, Michael's listening. That's his dad. So tell Kaizen we sing happy birthday to him on the radio.
And Michael, you requested something. So let's bring some funk here to the station. What do you think? Should we listen to some James Brown?
Yeah.
All right, so this is James Brown, everybody at WMFO in Medford.
What?
like a boomerang. an awesome dance party in the studio. I hope you are too. And we are about to listen to a request that Azalea's All Day Everyday Songs. I want to give a shout out to Melanie and John. Woohoo! You're listening.
Yeah, we love you, Melanie.
So let me know if you have a request. If you didn't know, that's my sister, Melanie. And so we have a request from Soraya.
Hey, Soraya.
Auntie Melanie, we love you. And Soraya, we love you too. Soraya requested Hanuman Jump by Jai Uttal. This is a fun album called Kids Kirtan. So if you like kirtan and you want to sing along, join us. So this is Hanuman, the monkey god. In the Hindu religion.
I like Hanumana Jump.
Hanumana Jump. Everyone get up and jump.
Hanuman Jump, Hanuman Jump, jump into the sky, Hanuman Jump. Hanuman Jump, Hanuman Jump, jump into the sky, Hanuman Jump. Let me tell you a story from times of old about a brave little monkey with a heart of gold. Shining like the sun and flying like the wind, he's a light in the darkness and his glory never ends. That monkey Hanuman. Hanuman Jump, Hanuman Jump, jump into the sky, Hanuman Jump.
Hey!
Hanuman Jump, Hanuman Jump, jump into the sky, Hanuman Jump. When he was a baby, he looked up to the sun, thought it was a mango and it looked like fun. So he jumped into the air, took a bite of the light, but much to his surprise, the day turned into night. Hanuman, 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 talking about that monkey Hanuman. Captured by the demons, what a terrible crime. Rama said to Hanuman, help me please. And that great golden monkey jumped across the seas. He found Mother Sita and he sang Rama's name. Then he burned down the kingdom in a mighty, mighty flame.
Thank you.
Tina.
Hey, we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
Azalea, hey, do you want to give a shout out? There's another person listening.
Leo, Rachel, and Henry.
Hey.
And if you don't know them, you'll know them.
You will know them. What are we playing next, Azalea?
Juju too, yeah. We're playing More Yet.
More Yet. Who is the singer who does this song? Who's the song by?
It's not by Dan Zanes, but he's singing it.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's by Lead Belly.
Yeah. Oh, right. Good. Yeah. All right, well,
Lead Belly.
Let's listen in, and here it is. You know More Lead Yet.
I was walking down the road, and I picked up a little board, and I made me a seat. And everybody that I meet, they want to know how many can fit on that seat. Some said one, I said more yet. Some said two, I said more yet. Some said three, I said more yet. Some said four, I said more yet. Some said five, I said more yet. Some said six, I said more yet. Some said seven,
more yet.
And some said eight, I said
more yet.
Some said nine. Some said 10, I said more yet. Some said 11, I said more yet. Some said 12, I said more yet. Ah, that is the end of this story, my friends. And if you want to know how many can fit on that seat, the only one that can fit on that seat, her name is More Yet. Her name is More Yet. That's right.
As you got 2 feet, then come on, move your body. Got a little piece of board with some space for more. If it feels right, clap your hands and stomp the floor. We'll give you more yet. You like the way that it sounds and have some more yes. Bring one, two, three, and even four yes. We're gonna rock the town. Be your lead belly giving you a place to get down. So feel the vibe, there's space on this ride. As long as you got a smile, know your face is a pride. We're gonna keep on moving to the rhythm, and keep on telling you this.
More yet.
So come downtown and bring some
more yet.
We're ready for you, as cool as can be, as cool as can be. Ready for more yet with whoever we see, like.
Okay, hi everybody. We are back. And, whoops, that was Dan Zanes singing a Lead Belly song called More Yet. And
yes.
We got about 5 more minutes, and the name of the show is?
Zanes All Day Everyday Songs.
All right, cool.
WMFO Medford.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all right. We want to say thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you, Ulysses, for being here. We are so happy.
And thank you, Carrie, for being here.
Thank you, Carrie, for being
welcome.
Here.
It's a delight.
Carrie, did you want to announce what the next song is?
Yes, sure. Our next song is Stadium Powwow by A Tribe Called Red.
Cool. We're going to be back here. Are we going to be here next Monday?
Yeah, next Monday.
We're going to be here next Monday. We are, absolutely. And, you know, we'll say bye before we leave. So here we go with A Tribe Called Red. And here it is.